Welcome to the RICO 12 Shares podcast. This is an open to all addictions and afflictions sharing meeting. If you would like to record a share or a recovery prayer for RICO 12 Shares, please go to www.rico12.com/shares and follow the links there or click on the link in the show notes. RICO 12 Shares is not a dumping ground for problems, nor is it a place for storytelling. RICO 12 Shares is not a place for crosstalk or contacting others. RICO 12 Shares is not a place to promote or proselytize any products, services, or specific religions. RICO 12 Shares is a place to share and hear the solution, your experience, strength, and hope. RICO 12 Shares is a short, shares-only meeting closed out with a recovery prayer that is recorded by any one of our participants or audience members. The RICO 12 family of recovery services is supported by participants and listeners. To become a supporter, what we call a RICO 12 spearhead, please go to www.rico12.com/support or click on the link in the show notes. It is now time to share.
RICO 12 Shares.
Good morning. My name is Janelle, and I'm an alcoholic. I've often heard people start their shares by saying they will let God speak for them, and that is beautiful. But today I'm going to let the God in me speak, because today I have found a God through step two and this program that I seek daily and to guide me through this daily living of my obsession. Now, I have a disease that wants to kill me. We all know that if we're in the big book. We have a disease that wants to kill me. I have a compulsive preoccupation. I have a manic infatuation. I have an obsession to ingest something that will kill me, that will die. And that's something I'm going to live with for the rest of my life. It is a part of me, just as my eyes are blue. Today, however, I have a solution, but I didn't know that when I walked through the doors at Alcoholics Anonymous. And I believe in miracles 100%. And when I walk through those doors of Alcoholics Anonymous, that's a miracle. Because as an alcoholic, my natural state is not to be sober. It's my default not to be sober. So when I walked through those doors, it was by a guidance that it is unbeknownst to me. Even though I believe in a God, I don't know his timeline and I don't know why he did it. All I know is I sit in a room full of like-minded people who I can identify with and share the solution. When I walked in, my soul had died. My heart was broken. I couldn't. Just as the bedevilments say on page 52 in the big book, I was prey to misery and unhappiness. I couldn't hold a job. I couldn't do anything. I was this shell. I was like the walking dead. And through time and hard work and lots of pain, I found joy and freedom and happiness. I can have right relationships today for the most part. It's a totally a learning process, but I have a program and a solution of the 12 steps and a God and a sponsor who guide me through this life. I am so utterly grateful to Alcoholics Anonymous. All I had to do was keep coming back. The program worked and it shattered the shell of alcoholism. And today I am recovered of from a hopeless state of mind and body, which I never thought possible. I had such a wish list for my life, and none of it came true. What I have today is even much better. But I had to keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back. And the program works, and I had to do the work in order for that to happen. If you're new or if you're struggling, just keep coming back. Find somebody, find another suffering alcoholic who can take you through the steps, and you'll see the difference. please believe me when I say you will see the difference if you work the steps. So please have some hope. I had to develop hope, and I had to develop a blind faith and trust. And it works. Hopefully that is a message that everybody can understand, or at least grab onto a little.
RICO 12 shares.
Hello, my name is Ethan. I am an addict. I am addicted to sex and to lust. My life is unmanageable, and I am powerless over my addiction. I wanted to share in this little share a simple lesson that I had forgotten and that I have relearned, and I am grateful for my higher power, my God's patience with me. To give a little background about the lesson that I learned is, I guess in short, I had become a little sloppy, a little lazy or complacent with my step work. I'm working my maintenance steps 10 through 12, and I had found myself not getting up and first thing in the morning, seeking conscious contact with God. Now I would, you know, I would let myself sleep in. I wouldn't set an alarm. I would kind of wake up and not really have much purpose. And I would not put God first. Maybe I might do it later in the morning or in the afternoon or at night, or sometimes I wouldn't do it at all. And I started to notice myself getting, you know, a little antsy, a little anxious, agitated, restless, discontent a little bit. And I really started to find myself kind of just grinding, and found myself, in other words, in a rut. And I reached out to some friends, some great accountability partners. I reached out to some of them, and they helped me see truth. They helped me see the error in my thinking, the error in my ways. And one of them just shared his example of how he wakes up and puts God first. And another one of my friends is doing daily morning step work. And I'm like, hey, I used to do that. I mean, it worked for me. Why have I forgotten this? It was such a simple lesson. And so what have I done? It's nothing earth shattering, but I've set an alarm. I wake up at the same time every day. And the very first thing that I do is I've got my journal, I've got my study material, and then I carve out some time for God. Nothing crazy, nothing a lot, something simple and manageable, but I carve out about 20 to 30 minutes every morning where I can sit in quiet meditation, and I can do my step 11 to start my day off having conscious contact with God. And I've noticed from there, my days have been a lot better. I've been a lot calmer, a lot more connected with God. And it's kind of pulled me out of this rut that I was in. So I know that that is a true principle. And I just wanted to share that with you. Thanks for letting me share. My name is Ethan, and I will pass.
RICO 12 shares.
Hi, my name is Daniela. I am a recovering codependent, relational anorexic, love and sex addict. And there was also some alcohol and marijuana abuse in there in the past. I've been clean from everything for about, I want to say, going on 2 years. And I'm really happy to be speaking today. This is the first time I've kind of logged into this and kind of spoke. I'm not even sure what exactly it is, but I'm really glad I saw it in WhatsApp, because it's giving me a chance to take a walk and talk and share my experience, strength, and hope, and get out of my own head, which in itself is a blessing and a gift. And thank you, everyone, for participating in this program and in this recovery. So what we always learn, and what I'm practicing every day of my life, every moment of my life, is giving everything up to higher power. And putting higher power in between me and everything else. My soul is the only real thing. And I try to focus on that our souls our innate selves. And that's how I connect to everything else. But without higher power, there's a possibility for codependency, enmeshment, unhealthy attachment. The list goes on. And no matter what I do, no matter how hard I try, if I don't focus on putting higher power between me and, like I said, my thoughts, my feelings, people, everything, I'm at risk. And that's what I'm practicing today. And getting out of my house and sharing this with you guys today is the reminder that it works. And I feel so much better just experiencing it now. I don't even know what was happening 5 minutes ago in my head, but it seemed and felt like the end of the world, which it usually does with this addiction and disease that can happen within our heads, because my soul is not of this world and my soul is attempting to live in this world in the healthiest way possible now that I'm aware that I have a soul and I know what it feels like to connect to it. So thank you for listening. And yeah, I'm just going to reiterate that I need higher power between me and everything all the time. And when I forget, I'm at risk. And so that's just a reminder. This is for me and everybody and everything in this world. Thank you. Again, my name's Daniela, and
Rico 12 shares.
Hi, my name's Josephine. I'm here to share my experience, strength, and hope. Being in recovery has opened up a door which has been the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced in my life. 4 years ago today, I was a mess. Alcohol, drugs, sex, everything. I was addicted to everything, just trying to escape what essentially I thought I hated, which was myself. Today, I practice so many different things, but at the bottom of everything is the fundamental idea of recovery, of having the text and having the basic principles, working the steps, and being in part of a community, being in service, and practicing altruism, which at first I didn't know, I didn't understand, I didn't know what it was. The thought of putting people before me and the thought of doing things for other people and not wanting anything in return seemed crazy to me. Today, that's just how I live. It feels good to do things for other people. Why I'm going through a divorce right now and I've got people telling me things what I need to be doing and I don't want to hurt anybody. Why would I want to hurt anybody on purpose? This 5 years ago would have been a different experience. Recovery is beautiful. Recovery is life-changing. The way I see it, my life was a negative. When I see pictures that used to get developed on a camera and you used to get like a negative from the picture. Now my picture is in full color. It sings, it dances off the page, it's 3D, it's 4D, it's 5D. And I have things in my life that are scary, that are hard. But, you know, I don't feel the worry. I know I'm part of something much bigger. I feel connected to a whole. And it's the most beautiful thing that I've ever experienced. You can go from wanting to die to just knowing that you have everything to live for. I am testament to that. Be well.
It is now time to close the Rico 12 Shares meeting. If you wish to share some of your recent experience, strength, and hope, or have insights that you've gained from other speakers or other meetings, please follow the links in the show notes to our website and submit a recorded share there. You can also become a RICO 12 spearhead and financially support these projects by clicking on the support link in the show notes. Thanks. We will now launch off into the rest of our day with a prayer. This is Justin, and I am an addict, and this is the Thomas Merton prayer. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does, in fact, please you. And I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore, will I trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. Keep coming back. It works when you work it. So work it. You are worth it.